Glenn, can you quite believe that Wednesday didn't score at the end of that game?
I know, we got a few good opportunities to get ourselves in front. Cleared off the line, hit the bar post, and I think we should have got a penalty. So in the end, yeah, we had loads of opportunities to score, yeah.
Why are you not getting the breaks at the moment? This was a chance after the international break, wasn't it, to get a goal, to get a much-needed win, and it's just not your day again, it seems.
Yeah, I don't know. If I knew, I would have changed it, you know, but I have to give a big compliment to the guys because they never stop. They always keep going, and it has to turn someday. We can't keep unlucky all the time. So, like I said, we just need to keep, you know, plugging away, keep putting that shift in, and I'm sure our luck will come.
It's a remarkable set of events, though, isn't it, when you see a ball bounce off the bar and the post with one effort off the line, like
yeah.
You say, penalty, Drenthe gets a chance with a 4-on-2 breakaway.
Yeah, loads of chances, so yeah, we should have put one or two away, but that's football, you know. Like I said, the boys never gave up, and I think that's the big plus we can get out of this game.
4 goals in 11 games, that doesn't weigh on a player's mind, does it, during a game? Are you ever thinking about that? Oh no, it's another hour, we've still not scored.
No, I don't think like that during the game, you know. You're concentrating on doing your job, so are the forwards, and they don't miss on purpose. It's just a bit of luck we're lacking at the moment. But I'm sure we will turn it around.
You come up against the strikers in training all the time. Do you still see a lot of confidence within that group?
Yeah, of course. They're good strikers. They prove it in the beginning of the season. It's not gone. It's still there. They still have it. Like I said, sometimes you just need a bit of luck. Maybe a scrappy win. And, you know, all of a sudden the belief comes back, the confidence comes back. And before you know, we're getting the goals and the results again.
I'm asking you about goals. I think you'd probably rather talk about another clean sheet. It's 11 now, isn't it? And you've got a tremendous defensive record this year.
Yeah, it's going well defensively. We defend really well as a team, you know. And when they do get a chance, we've got one of the best goalkeepers at the moment, who always, you know, pulls out great saves. So at the moment, we don't get really lucky at one end, but in the other end, we keep, you know, keep getting the clean sheets, and you know, we always give ourselves a chance to get something out of games.
How reassuring is it as a defender that to know that if a player gets in behind, if there is a mistake at the back, you've got someone like Kieran Westwood who, like today, can pull off a huge save like that?
Yeah, of course. Some people say that's what you get paid to do, but you still have to do it, you know. You don't get a lot to do, but the things he does brilliant for us. So, yeah, it gives us the confidence as well to maybe push a bit higher, go a bit, you know, more up front than we used to do. And, yeah, he's a big help for us.
It has really clicked, hasn't it? Yourself, Tom Lees, Kieran Westwood, they are three big signings for this football club. I'm asking you to speak about yourself as a signing,
yeah.
Of course, but it's been big, hasn't it, for this club to get that sort of that trio in?
No way. I think you start from the back, work the way to your top. You need to make sure you're solid at the back, and we try to do our best every game, and so far it's going well for us.
How do you think that Lewis McGugan has fit in?
Yeah, you can see he's a good player. He just came the day before, so he's still maybe a bit new, but you can see he's a good, you know, good signing for us, and he likes to go forwards as well. So maybe he'll get on the score sheet for us as well as a deep going midfielder.
Can you take encouragement from the way you ended this game and take that into the Wigan game to believe you can finally get that win?
Of course, but we should be confident, you know. We don't get beat a lot, and we always create a few chances, so we're just waiting for the better luck, you know, for us to go and score and win the game. And I'm sure, we have to do it the next home game. We owe it to the fans as well. Good performance against Wigan.
How important is it to get a home win in particular? Because you've not had too many of them this year.
Well, home or away, we need to win anyway. We try to do that, you know, every week. And like I said, our last few home games, the fans have not been spoiled really, so we're going to give them a good performance against Wigan.